In a moment, you will hear introductions, and following that, presentations by Dr. Muhsin Al-Sabbagh, a practicing Iraqi obstetrician who oversees 12,000 to 14,000 births each year, and Dr. Moshkan Savabi Esfahani, an Iranian environmental toxicologist currently teaching at University of Michigan. Both of these speakers presented extensive slides, including some that we find gruesome. And because of that, because we can't present them on the radio, we've posted them on the internet, and we will supply a link. Now, here is the event's introduction.
My name is Catherine E., and I think that the reason Paul asked me to introduce the speakers, well, partly I'm involved in organizing the Boston part of their tour, but also I was active in Science for the People back in the late 70s and early 80s in Ann Arbor, and I was very glad to hear about this seminar series named Science for the People. And in general, there's been sort of a recent renewed interest in the organization's work, demonstrated also by this conference that was held in Amherst last April. And so there's also been some recent conference calls about resurrecting the organization in some form. So anyway, I'm glad to see that Science for the People may kind of have a reincarnation. Tonight, we're very lucky to have with us two speakers from the Middle East. They're touring several U.S. universities this month to publicize a sharp increase in the rate of birth defects in Iraq and to seek collaboration in various forms in addressing it. And as I think we're going to hear, there's evidence linking this epidemic to military pollution left by the U.S.-led wars in Iraq, of which you'll probably remember there have been two in recent decades, the first being the Gulf War of 1990 to 91 under the first President Bush, and then the second, of course, being the invasion that started in 2003 under the second President Bush. So this topic, I think, fits very squarely in the ambit of Science for the People, in that it involves, on the one hand, the critique of weapons technology and militarization and its effects on people, and on the other, the use of science in service of the people. And what I mean by that use of science in service of the people is sort of the use of laboratory science and perhaps weapons science as well as epidemiology to try to understand which specific contaminants are causing these birth defects, so as ultimately, we hope, to be able to contribute to cleanup and detoxification. So our speakers are, as you can see here, our first speaker is Professor Muhsin Al-Sabbagh, and our other speaker is Dr. Moshkan Savabi Esfahani, and they're sitting over here. Professor Al-Sabbagh practices medicine and teaches at the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology of the Basra Medical College and Teaching Hospital in Basra, Iraq. His main research interests are in birthing and diagnostic laparoscopy, and he's published numerous papers on maternal and fetal outcomes of infections during pregnancy and other complications of pregnancy. And Dr. Savabi Esfahani is an environmental toxicologist, originally from Iran. She lives now in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And she's written more than two dozen peer-reviewed articles and a book on the effects of various pollutants on the reproductive system of humans and other vertebrates. Recent wars and invasions in the Middle East have led her to turn her attention to the effects of war pollutants on public health. So these two scientists have published papers on the rising epidemic of birth defects in Iraqi cities and have received, I believe, a good amount of international coverage in the news a couple of years ago. But I think this is just a very alarming and devastating public health problem that's still not nearly receiving the amount of attention that it deserves. So let's give them a warm welcome.